Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death, and they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to every...
What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if the American people learn the truth?
The FBI has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, 3 were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. Why do we pay the government to trick us into believing it is keeping us safe? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government? What if we can make elections matter again? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes, to love your country, you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that Hello? Government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? There? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
It's critical that every citizen of this country rise up and do something, because the day of reckoning is at hand and time is running out.
Unless we do something, we're going to get the government that we deserve.
How did you let this happen? Wake up out there. You know, it's your children. Don't you care? Look what these people are doing to you.
There are 200 million adults in this country. Why we are letting them get away with what they are, why we're not marching in the streets.
Do everything in your power to restore freedom and your individuality back to America. Stop being a country run by the institutions for the institutions. Let's go back to we the people, by the people, for the people.
You have to stop being scared. You have to stand up and do what's necessary to take back, to stop these bankers, these elite, this government full of lies, congressmen full of liars.
End the Federal Reserve. End the fractional banking system.
End the Fed.
Elect Ron Paul. End the war.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You, the people, have the power. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, let us all unite!
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It's just pancakes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Everybody, how you doing? Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio. We are live, 100% live, 6:07 p.m. on the East Coast. If you're interested in tuning into the program here tonight, you can join our chat room. Okay, all you got to do is click on to blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson, and you can listen in as a guest. But if you want to contribute, you'll have to pick a username. And you can go into the chat room and be anonymous. Or you can call in at 657-383-0616, and you can listen also anonymously, or you could press the number 1, and you will be connected to me, the host of the program, and you'll be able to contribute to the program the best as possible anyway, and I do not discriminate. We know that through previous shows. We've had a lot of disagreements on previous shows. And tonight, I'm kind of trying to put together something great, a really big show, and we'll know within the next 10 minutes if everyone's going to contribute. Usually the show, what I usually plan, doesn't happen. We usually go off on another topic or another way. But anyway, before I start getting into the show, did anyone see Donald Trump's press conference this afternoon? Oh, Lord. Wasn't that awesome? It was kind of like he was – you ever play with a cat and you had like a little laser light and you're playing with a cat and the cat was jumping at that laser light, that little beam? You know, that's what Donald Trump was doing today with the reporters. Let me tell you, the left hate Donald Trump so bad. You know, we had 8 years of horror under Obama. How could anyone in their right mind believe that Obama did anything good for this country? Anything whatsoever. And before I begin, I want to wish one of my supporters of the program, Mike, out in the state of Wisconsin, happy birthday to you, Mike. Happy birthday to Mike out in the state of Wisconsin. Thank you for listening and your support. Elizabeth Rondo, I know you got a birthday coming up on February 20th. She's a supporter. She's from Wallingford, Connecticut. I want to thank Joe from Sebastian, Florida, tuning in tonight. We had a little trouble connecting. And I'm waiting for several others to tune in here tonight and contribute to the program. Many of them will probably back up because you know what? I have something special here that I'm going to. And I see the one of my guests here who's gonna call in here tonight, and we're gonna have a discussion about something that we talked about a couple years ago. Actually, he's a returning guest. He was on this program. It was about 2 years ago. I can't believe how time flies. But, you know, we're all talking about race relations in the country and how Donald Trump's a racist and blah, blah, blah. And we've had some heated discussions here on the program over the past few weeks about, you know, how blacks should be paid $40 million in reparations and a mule and blah, blah, blah. And really, it's been quite interesting, this discussion. But every time I have someone who can challenge what they say, I get an expert on the show, or I get something some sort of stature. Like I had Dr. Ventura on the program. He won't be on tonight, but I had Dr. Ventura on. Really destroy everything that these 5%ers came on the program to talk about and their fake religion. You know, you want to ride on a carpet and take a magic carpet ride as a Muslim, that's fine. Go right ahead. But that's not what America is about, folks. It's not what it's about. And there's no such thing as radical Islam. All Islam is radical. All Islam is radical. If you've ever read the Quran, you would know that all Islam is radical, okay? And tonight we're going to be having a discussion with a friend of mine from North Carolina, and he has created an organization. I'll allow him to explain that organization. And, you know, the Southern people in America have a heritage, okay? And a lot of them represent that heritage with the Confederate flag. But a lot of people feel the Confederate flag represents hate. Why? Why? The Confederate flag has never hung a black man, okay? The Confederate flag doesn't march up and down the street in white hoods or white robes. The Confederate flag is a symbol. It's a battle flag. And we went over this a couple years ago when I marked the true history of the Confederate flag, okay? The Confederate flag does not represent hate, okay? It's a heritage of the Southerners. And like I said, I'm going to get a gentleman on here who has an organization that wants to keep the flag flying. And we know during the Obama administration, the Confederate flag took a lot of flack, a lot of unnecessary flack. Especially because one wacko went into a church in South Carolina and happened to have a tiny little patch on its sleeve, and it was a Confederate flag. But that automatically means the Confederate flag represents hate. And everyone out there, if you want to contribute to this conversation, again, the phone number is 657-383-0616, and you are more than welcome. Call in, and you will not be shunned, you will not be discriminated against, and you will have a voice. But I want to invite my friend here onto the program. I'm going to connect him right now, and he's going to give an introduction about who he is, his organization, and hopefully he invited some friends on. He actually told me this afternoon in a phone conversation that he had a friend. It was an elderly woman. Hopefully she can make it onto the program, who's, I believe it was her great-grandfather who fought in the Civil War for the South. That would be awesome to have testimony like that on this program, okay? Because history gets lost. True history gets lost. It really does. And before I connect my guest also, if you need to send out some messages, if you need some time, let them know the program is here, we're here, and they need to really call in. And the people in the chat room, you're more than welcome to comment amongst yourselves about this subject or any subjects you want to talk about. You will not be kicked off this chat room unless, of course, you threaten someone or threaten to hurt someone. I can't tolerate that. But your opinions do matter, you know. But anyway, Daryl, I'm going to connect you. You're going to be unmuted. And can you hear me, Daryl? How you doing?
Yes, I can. Doing great, Ted. How about you?
I'm doing good. Daryl, I'm going to give you the floor. Introduce yourself. Talk about the flag. Talk about its heritage. Talk about your organization. I will not interrupt you. We'll take callers when you're done. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, you know, I'm a true Southerner, born in the South, raised in the South, and I plan to die in the South. The flag is my heritage, you know. My great-great-great-grandfather and family fought in this war, you know, I'm sure many of them did. I just can't accept it when somebody says that it's a racist flag. There's nothing in history that even shows that this flag is even to begin to be, a racist flag. It's a historical flag. This was fought over taxes and things like that. It has nothing to do with slavery or any other thing like that. If people don't understand that, they need to pick up their history books and go back to school and read what really happened during the Civil War. You know, you could be taught from your great-grandparents and your grandparents and your mother and your father that, you know, this is a racist flag. But until you really read and understand what it's about, you won't. You'll believe that the rest of your life. And I'm sorry to say that people have to be that way in this world. You know, we have too many other places and things we could all disagree on. But, you know, I'm in various groups. The Confederate flag, keep it flying. You know, forged in battle, saving the Confederate flag. You know, the rebel flag, keep it flying. We just want to keep it going, just like it should be in history. It's a part of our history. We should not be able to have to erase it.
Let me ask you, Daryl, let me interject here. What about people will say, well, why does the Ku Klux Klan walk with the Confederate flag? Why do the skinheads, who are Nazis, which I don't agree with Nazis, by the way, I don't, because, you know, we're Americans. You know,
I don't believe in the Ku Klux Klan.
They use the Confederate flag as a symbol. Why?
Well, you know, they use it as a part of hatred that is not a part of our culture. Has nothing to do with the flag. They tried to make it and represent it as a hatred toward blacks, Jews, whoever. And if anybody knows anything about history, we had all kinds fight for us. We had Indians, you know, Scottish, American. We had all races fight for us. And it was funny that in the South during this time, you know, or in the North during this time when Lincoln freed the slaves, it was kind of ironic that his own wife was to be arrested because she refused to turn over her slave. Supposed to be
really?
Slavery.
Wow, I didn't even know that. Wow, that's an interesting part of history.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it was a big to-do. Lincoln had to go in front of Congress to keep this from happening. People can say racism all they want. Racism comes in every color creed. You can make racism out of a turd. It doesn't matter, you know. It's what people want to believe. And as long as they believe that, then, you know, they've got hatred in their heart, and there's no place in this world for hatred. We need to get this out of this world.
Well, I agree. And tell me, what are you doing as an individual on social media and whatnot to make sure people understand? Because we know we have a corrupt media out there. We have a media that's controlled by corruption, and it's all a game. CNN, Republicans, Fox News, hates the Democrats. You know, what are you doing, Gerald, to promote the truth behind the flag?
I promote the truth. I promote history. I promote what the history books have taught us and what our ancestors had taught us. If you want the truth, look it up in the books. It's there. People can tell you anything they want to. Read it. Read about it. Do some history. Check up on this. It's not going to lie to you. But
don't believe what you see on
no
TV,
clue.
Right?
That's exactly right. You know, don't judge a book by its cover. How about opening up and read the first few pages, you know?
But, Daryl, let me ask you a question. When someone comes to you and says, well, it doesn't matter, blacks are offended and minorities are offended by the Confederate flag. If someone was to come up to you tomorrow and say, that flag is racist, I disagree with it, it symbolizes hate. What do you do? How do you combat that argument in an intellectual and educational way?
Well, for the first thing, I'd say that would have to be their prerogative. You know, I'm not going to change who I am to make you happy. I'm going to believe in what I believe in, and that is that flag is not racist. And I would tell them to pick up a history book and read it. They really believe and truly believe this is a racist flag. Pick it up, read about our history, and in six months from now, we'll have the same talk show, and if you can come back and prove to me any different, I'm willing to listen. But until then, I'm true to my heritage.
And talk about your heritage. Talk about your heritage. You know, that hurts some people, you know.
Well,
your grandfather, your great-grandfather fought the Civil War. You know, they believed in what they were fighting. They were still Americans, man. Because the country was divided, they were Americans. We just had a disagreement, and it cost 680,000 lives before we could figure it out. And you know
that's
what I mean?
Right. The biggest death in war since any war's ever started. So, you know, we lost it on both sides. And, you know, it's sad to think that because of our two North and South fighting over taxes and things like this, how they wanted to promote slavery into it. Well, you know, that's General Grant.
Slavery had nothing to do with the Civil War, folks.
We
went over that 2 years ago. Slavery had nothing to do with it.
And you know, because the first slave was a white man, so don't nobody go out there and tell me the blacks were their only slaves, because they're not.
I wish you were on here a couple weeks ago, according to Mr. Wiley and others who had called into the program. The black man deserved $40 million and a mule, and the white man needs to pay him that because blacks have suffered so much.
Well, you know, I'm not a racist, and I'm just not born and raised that way. But, you know, if a black man comes to me and says I owe him something, but in a way I guess I do. If he feels that strong, we need to give him a boat ride back.
Hang on, let me cut you off. I just got a message from Mr. Wiley, who's created a lot of controversy on this program. And he's going to disagree with you about the Confederate flag. And I know I did this last minute. However, if we can, I would like to invite you back again on Sunday at 6 p.m., and have this Mr. Wiley, who is an activist, he has his own radio show also, but he believes the Confederate flag represents hate. And I want I'll be the mediator, actually. If it gets out of control, we're not going to throw stones at each other. We're going to talk about facts.
I'm on Sunday
if you're willing to accept my invitation.
I'm willing. Yes, sir. Anytime you defend my flag.
Thank God. Hey, thank you very much. And Jason here, Wiley will disagree with himself if it was in a dark room and he thought he was white. You may be right, Jason. And Jason's from Reidsville, North Carolina. That's great. I'm glad I got some North Carolinians here tuning in, and that's great. And Daryl, what did Daryl just say? He'll be there on Sunday at 6 p.m., and hopefully he can invite a lot more. He'll have more time to invite the supporters of his organization. He and his wife, Melissa, actually started this organization to keep the flag flying. And the Confederate flag is a part of Southern history, folks. If you don't like it, then don't look at it. Then get the hell
That's
out.
Exactly
Go
right.
back to where you came
deal,
from.
Deal with it. Because, you know, in the South,
deal
you're not going to
exactly.
work. He'll invite you to dinner. I'm afraid what would happen to in the North if I went up and knocked on somebody's door. They'd shoot me on the front steps of thinking I was trying to break in. But, you know, it's just sad.
Well, actually, Daryl, you're right. 100 years ago, they might have. But today, I would say the northern people are more on the southern side than you would believe because they've seen what has happened to America today.
Well, I really hope to think so because, you know, the South wasn't wrong then, and, you know, we're not wrong now.
No. Hey, let's talk about that in a way. You're from the South. Your family's from the South. I know your family personally. Your dad, I never got to meet your grandfather, but I met your dad personally, and you know that. And he was an old Southerner. And tell me, what is the opinion of well, we know that he was older. But you're part of the next generation, and then you know you've got children yourself. Do you feel your heritage is being washed away and being forgotten?
Well, I think wash is a term I wouldn't want to use. I would rather like say it's trying to be ripped away from us.
Okay.
It's you know, there's a whole lot of things, you know, that we got an ISIS flag out here that people beheading people and all this, and it's sad to think that you could go into Walmart and have that cake made for you if you wanted it, but you couldn't have a Confederate flag, and it's a heritage
flag.
That's
true.
You know, what do we have to do to get our, you know, our point across that we're not a racist, we're not out here to control or manipulate or do anything, but, you know, we love our heritage.
And you're absolutely correct. And I wish your friend would give us a testimony. You said she was elderly. She might not be able to make it. That would have been great.
And,
you know what?
Her,
we would
her
love to hear.
Grandfather was fought in it. And his best friend was a black man fought beside him. And they both, he lost his friend in battle, and it tore him apart. You know, she explained these things and let me read the letters, and you know, it's kind of heart-wrenching. Really is.
But that's something, though,
and,
Daryl,
you know, that
but Daryl,
black
that's,
and white
that's history. We can't hide
together.
History, you know?
Right.
We can't
right.
hide history. Well, we got to educate people. We got to let them know what really happened. If history
exactly.
is buried, And granted, you're right, it hurts some people to talk about it, but to bring look what's happening. The flag, the Confederate flag is being slandered. Because
that's right.
you know what?
And I think that's
no,
why
and it's
a lot
not right.
of older, that's why a lot of older generation now are stepping forward, explaining themselves and why they believe in this so strong. Because like we talked about, it has nothing to do with race. When you know, it had nothing to do with slavery. This is over taxes and trying to take lands away and things like this. And this is what we fought for. And
that's
I
right.
just you know, it just upsets me to know that people are look at it. And all I can say is, get a history book, read it real good. You'll understand and see things that you never knew were there, and you're gonna say, wow, you know. This is what they really fought for, you know, and I commend these people.
Yeah, and I had two individuals actually that were supposed to tune in tonight, and for some reason they're not on, and that would have made an interesting discussion. Mr. Wiley says he'll be here Sunday, so
Usually when he says he'll show, he will. So Sunday, we'll do it again. And I know a lot of people on the show already heard what Mr. Wiley has to say. So that may be quite a conversation. And it'll give me more time to advertise the show.
I look forward to it.
I know you do. I know you do. He gets his check. All right, Jason, I appreciate it. Listen, if you got a question, if you want to contribute.
I've got to get off from here. I've got some things I've got to take care of, but I will be there Sunday night, and we'll talk amongst this and see what we can do.
Very good. Sunday night. It's a date. Daryl, I thank you for joining me tonight, and we'll get more into your organization. I'll give you more of a chance to prepare for the show instead of 24 hours. So Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Daryl, who wants to keep the flag flying, and he has an organization. We're going to get together here on Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Daryl, thank you very much. If there's a last word you want to say real quick and then hang up, you're more than welcome.
God bless America.
There you go. Amen. All right, Daryl, good night.
Have a good one, Joe. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, everyone, that was my guest for tonight. I had to do it at the last minute. He gave his speech, and he dropped. Call has dropped, so he's off the line. And on Sunday, we're going to get the Black Jesus Minister on here, and we're going to get Mr. Wiley on here, and we're going to get some of Daryl's friends from them. Maybe I can contact the Confederate Sons of America also and get them on the program. That would be great, and we can have a real honest discussion. That would be great. And to get into other things, you know, racism, believe it or not, racial subjects are being talked about more now during the Donald Trump's presidency than during the Obama presidency. Am I right or wrong, folks? Are we not? I mean, Donald Trump today gave a 90-minute press conference where he really slammed the media. Yes, I will mute Wiley if he gets out of control, Jace. Yes, I will. I'm reading the chat room, folks, while because I pay attention to the chat room. I will mute him if he gets out of control, and Black Jesus, too, because he's very long-winded, and we don't want to spend 10 minutes promoting his Facebook page. I agree. We won't be doing that. He's going to have to say what he has to say, and that's the way it's going to be. But I give everyone a chance to speak. And people, press 1. And again, happy birthday to my supporter out there, Mike. If you want to contribute tonight, I appreciate it. Press the number 1. Maybe Fit Banker wants to contribute. Talk about maybe Sunday's show, promote it a little bit. Or Joe from Sebastian, Florida. You haven't contributed for a little while. Wonder how everything's going down there in Florida for you. Elizabeth Rondo, thank you for tuning in Connecticut. We're covering pretty much the entire country here. I've got Germany. My friend from Germany states emailed me and said they, for some reason, she cannot connect live on the line because there's so much of a delay, but she can hear me with a 2-minute delay. So, my friend, unless I call her like we did, and that was Christina England, if we all remember her, and she's from the country of England. And then I have a friend from Germany that always listens, and they've got another friend that listens in from Germany. So we are worldwide, folks. And remember, we got Mitch, who is in Africa, saving the orphans in Africa. And we're going to touch base with him the next couple shows also. If we all remember that powerful show we did where Mitch was on the program, he's actually a mercenary. He's gone to Africa to help the children over there who are starving, who are homeless, who are being murdered, captured. You see, and where's Mr. Wiley? They're with their Black Power movement, which we love our African-American brothers. We love them. Right? We love them. But yet, why are you not doing what my brother Mitch is doing? Why are you not saving the Tutsis, the Hutus over there in Africa that are being slaughtered by millions? Where are you, Mr. Wiley? Or even Black Jesus Minister? Where are you? Your phone's on a minute? I don't want to hear that, brother. I don't want to hear it. You know, why are you not saving these innocent Black African babies in Africa? Where are you? That's why I think it's all a bunch of bullshit. Just like our criminal government, it's all a bunch of bullshit. And I'm telling you that right now, and we're going to go ahead and connect Jason. Go ahead, Jason. You just press the number one. Go ahead, Jason, because I'm starting to get heated up here. So go ahead, Jason. You're live on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, I figured I better jump in there before the FBI comes knocking on your door or something. But I'm going to try to tune in. I'm going to try to tune in Sunday if I can, but that's dinner time, so I can't guarantee we'll be there. But he touched off on Donald Trump's speech today, and I listened to most of it, and it was actually pretty powerful. And, you know, it's like what they're saying, all the stuff about Russia and Flynn and everything, it's all speculation. You know, it's a,
well, what do you, whoa, you mean his speech was awful? Is that what you said?
No. His speech was powerful. I mean, it was good.
Oh, okay,
I mean, you know,
And you know what I missed out, though, on? But listen, Jason,
what?
You know what I missed out on? When they asked him about the Russian ship that was off the coast, don't they know
that's
normal? It happens all the time.
Oh, I know. They made a big stink out of it on the news yesterday, the local news, too. At 12 o'clock, I woke up and turned on the news so I could check the weather for the day before I come to work. Oh, this just in, breaking news. Russia has a ship 100 miles off the coast of Long Island, you know, and making a big stink out of it. Yeah, and that's been there for how long now, and how many times has it done that? It's part of a routine
exercise. It's been there for over the last 30 years. 30 years it's been there.
It's part of a routine exercise or something like that, in agreement with each other's militaries or some crap like that. I don't know, but who cares? Anyway, you know, it's like he said, though, how is the media finding out about all these phone calls and everything anyway when it's that's confidential stuff? Why do we need to know every time someone makes a phone call up there? We don't. Whoever's leading
that stuff out. Well, they're trying to delay Donald Trump from his agenda. And hang
exactly.
on, I got another caller. Hang on, I want to connect. Right, I believe this is Mike from Wisconsin. Hang on, stay on the line.
Yeah,
I believe this is Mike from Wisconsin.
All right,
Mike, you there? Go ahead. You're with Jason live on the line. Go ahead. Across the country here. Go ahead.
Good evening, Joe. Hi, Jason. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, Mike. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
How old are you now, Mike? 35? You 35 or 36? I forget.
39.
You're catching up with me.
Yeah, I know.
All right, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. The floor is yours. Go ahead. Buddy,
Jason, you used to change my diapers, remember?
Yeah, I remember. I used to hold you on my lap and play Rock-a-Bye Baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to give Trump some really, really favorative, you know, I don't know what you want to say. Real favorative phrase, actually. You know, Ronald Reagan I thought was a good president. But you know what? Donald Trump, I mean, he's not scared to tell you the way it is. You know, for him to stand... For him to stand up there in front of all those media people and just like, you know, he was like Rocky Graziano or Muhammad Ali. I mean, he was knocking them down one by one. And, you know,
yeah.
I feel proud. I feel very proud to have him as a president. I don't understand why people would be mad at somebody that says, I want to give
they're
you a
not
job.
Mike, they're not. The media is making you believe they are. Go out into the streets, Mike. They are happy with Donald Trump. I talked to the manager at my bank who's a female. She said, Donald Trump's going to fix everything. I thought all women hate Donald Trump. Here we are, a prominent member of the community, a bank manager, a woman, a female, saying Donald Trump's going to fix everything. The media, folks, is making you believe Donald Trump is hated. He's not. He's well-loved. Turn the TV off. Go ahead, Mike.
I agree with you, Joe. I mean, yeah, I thought women were supposed to hate him. I mean, you know what? He's done real well in his first month. You know, he still has almost 4 years left. So, I mean, just like they were saying, you know, on I guess on Fox News or whatever, you know, give him a chance. You know, why can't we just give him a chance? You gave Carter a chance. You gave Obama a chance. You gave Bush a chance. I mean, you know, gave Clinton a chance. You know, even though he had
what about Jimmy Carter? What a dinosaur he was, huh?
He didn't even know he was president. He's such a peanut head.
How the hell did he win anyway? How the hell did he ever win the president? I was too young. I wish somebody was. Oh, Mike, you were around back then. How the hell did he become president?
He did. He won by the skin of his teeth. I know that. But you know, the thing is, he didn't do anything, did he? I can't name one thing.
No, he did nothing. He did nothing. He did nothing. And listen, Mike, I want to check in with Joe and Sebastian Florida. I don't know if he's trying to connect or not. I saw his number punch up here once, and it goes for anyone. Listen, your voice is welcomed in the chat room or on the phone line. I don't discriminate against anyone. And Mike, I want you to comment on my last guest, Daryl, also. But first, I want to get to Joe in Sebastian, Florida. I want to see if he's still there. Joe, you still there? Joe in Sebastian, Florida, how you doing?
Yes, I am, Joe. Good evening. Also, Jason, hello. And happy birthday to Michael up there. He's getting on in years. I've got a couple more weeks to go, and I'll be 86. You know, for the
86 years old. Wow. If you don't mind me asking, let's celebrate that date. What's the exact day you become 86 years old for those who don't know out there?
March 13th.
March 13th,
1931.
Bitbanker typed it in the chat room before you could even answer. See that? Bitbanker's on the money here. All right, March 13th. You'll become 86 years old. How about that for experience, folks? 86 years. Wow, congratulations. And again, before I move on here with Joe from Sebastian, Florida, before I forget, Elizabeth Rondo will be on the 20th. I don't know what age she'll be. Maybe 45. But Joe from Sebastian, Florida, go ahead. Your opinions and thoughts on the show tonight and the past couple weeks and because your thoughts and opinions do matter. I know you call me from time to time and give me show suggestions. What's your opinion and thoughts?
Okay. Well, my opinion of it was that, when Jason was talking to the black minister the last
black
time
Jesus.
Around.
Black Jesus.
Right. Okay. I find that he was pretty good. Jason was. Also, when he talked to the minister, he had some good points to bring up. You know, I don't bring up points. I have a lot of ideas, okay? My brain is going around and when you people are talking. But, you know, because of what I am and what I do, I just I can't talk about too much. I got to keep it quiet. But
Joe, you're turning 86 years old. And this is Joe from Sebastian, Florida, a longtime supporter. And he likes how Jason rebutted against the Black Jesus Minister. And I know he's on the line, and I've got a couple other people. Everyone will be heard tonight. But, Joe, I asked for your opinion about the show. And do you think the show is doing well? in your opinion, you've been a listener since day one, and that's why your opinion is valued. What do you like seeing from the show, and are we really progressing in the right platform to understand the times in which we live in today? Go ahead, Joe, real quick.
Well, understanding the times, we don't talk enough about current events, okay, and what's happening. It looks like, I don't know, we might be going to war with Iran eventually. That'll bring in Russia and some other countries. But I'm going to make this very quick. You know, every 100 years or so, the Arabs start, okay? At one time, 100 years ago, the Arabs from Spain, they attacked France and really caused a real hubbub down there. And they beat them back again, and there you go. So I don't mind listening to people talking here. It's all good, Joe. Back to you.
All right, Joe from Smash 40. Thank you very much. Your input is always valued. And Joe is a Navy veteran from many years ago. I'm going to go ahead and mute his number because he likes listening. But I always value his opinion. And earlier on, folks, we had Daryl, who will be on Sunday again at 6 p.m. And hopefully everyone will contribute that day. He represents the Confederate flag and why the Confederate flag should keep flying. Because the Confederate flag does not represent racism, even though the mainstream media will have you believe otherwise, okay? And I know there's some people who may disagree on this show, but we're going to have Mr. Wiley on here on Sunday. He says he's going to come on Sunday, and he disagrees with that. That's going to be very interesting. And I'm going to go down the line here, and I have a couple other callers here, and I've still got Mike on the line. I've got Jason. You're still on the line. BitBanker hasn't checked in yet. I think this is Black Jesus Minister. You'll be next after this gentleman right here, or her, I don't know. Area code 269. Go ahead. You're live on the air. Go ahead. Block Talk Radio.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Hey, good afternoon or good evening. My name is Mike Parker. I'm calling from Michigan, and I'm one of those folks that might be considered a northerner, but all my roots on my daddy's side are from North Carolina. We're related to tons of Parkers, Wilsons, McCurries, Phillips, Robinsons. I had a ton of relation that fought, according to our family history tree, that fought in the Civil War when North Carolina had succeeded. And just want to remind folks that, in my opinion, you know, the Confederate flag was also there for the protection of those who were fighting, and its last message that was given for the battle flag of the Confederacy was through the blood of Christ, with the protection of God, we, the 13 states, are united in our Christian fight for liberty. And we need to take upon that same type of message today to fight for our liberty. I'm a Christian man, born again. Got saved back in March 11th of 2008 and was healed of alcoholism, was healed of cancer, and have a ministry reaching the lost for Christ. Firm believer in Donald Trump. I have a tremendous amount of faith that God has put the right man in the office, and also, of course, Mike Pence, our vice president, who's a born-again believer, and I believe God will use him also to make America great again.
Please give the name of your ministry, please. Promote your ministry, please, on the air tonight. I'll give you that opportunity. Please, go ahead.
Hey, the name of our ministry is Prophecies of the End Times Radio Ministry, and we've been on Blog Talk, we've been on Spreaker, we've been on Stitcher, we're on iTunes, iHeartRadio, we're all over the place, and been doing it for about, almost 9 years now.
Wow, that's impressive. That's impressive. And I thank you for checking in with the program here tonight, and you're welcome. Of course, the Confederate flag, Confederacy. Now, on Sunday, we're going to have a program The gentleman that was on earlier, I know I didn't see your number while he was on. His name is Daryl. He lives here in Eden, North Carolina. His great-grandfather fought in the Civil War, and we had several Civil War ancestors, because, you know, there's none alive today, obviously, that wanted to testify here tonight, but I gave him such short notice, and that's why we're going to have another show on Sunday where we're going to talk about the true history of the flag. And I did a show 2 years ago where I outlined the real history of the Confederate flag, because it doesn't represent hatred or racism. Because the Ku Klux Klan decides they want a symbol of the Confederate flag to march down the road, it disrespects the Confederate sons. It disrespects the Confederates.
That's right.
Who fought for what they thought they believed in. What's your opinion on that, sir?
Well, I've got family. I researched my family tree and spent 2 years doing this. And our family goes all the way back to 1605 when they first came over from England and landed in Maine and New Hampshire, and then migrated down into the southern states. I'm a pretty humble man. I don't like to brag about a whole lot of things, but the Parker heritage dominated the southern part of the country from the 1700s and the 1800s and right on through the Civil War. I am directly related. I have a direct descendant relation to Thomas Parker, who was part of the...
Wow, that's great. Wow.
You know, Thomas Parker led the Trail of Tears, of the last of the Cherokees, out of North Carolina down to Texas, where they were placed with the Comanches. And that's when Fort Parker was overtaken, and his entire family was slaughtered, except for one daughter, Cynthia Parker. And she winds up being involved with one of the Indian tribes and gives birth to Quanta. And Quanta Parker goes down in history as introducing peyote and introducing drugs and herbs and actually the gospel to the Indian nation there in Texas. So we've got black folk in our family. We got Cherokee in our family. And my great-great-grandfather, Thomas Parker, I got a picture of him when he was taken at the bottom of Rowan Fork in Burnsville, North Carolina.
Wow.
He looked like he's a black man, but he's Indian. And during the slavery events that were taking place, many of the Parkers who were owners of slaves were actually having relations with them, and children were born from it. So I know I have black heritage in my family.
Sir, let me ask you a question. I talked about Mr.
Sure.
Wiley, who's going to be on the program on Sunday. He believes that the black man is entitled to reparations, and I have a feeling that Black Jesus Minister, who's waiting on the line, I will connect you, I promise. Yeah, everyone gets hurt on this program. They feel they're entitled to $40 million and a mule. That's what they're entitled to, from what I've read and from what I've been told. Now, you, as being an evangelist or having a ministry, which I allowed you to promote tonight, and I respect that, and you can
sure.
post a link in the chat room also if you're more than you're more than welcome to, because everyone has a voice on this program. How do you feel about individuals who have that opinion, where they're entitled to reparations because of what had happened to them during the Reconstruction Acts or Civil War era, or even prior?
I don't think that would be a correct assumption, or even would be remotely scriptural for someone to demand. First of all, as a Christian, you know, we don't demand we don't sue people. And if you're a true believer in Christ, you don't sue people. You forgive them of their trespasses. Christ said to those of the church and the body of Christ, he said to the believers, if you cannot forgive those who trespass against you, your Father will not forgive you of your sins in heaven. So then therefore, as far as I'm concerned, if I was a black man and these things happened to me and or my ancestors back in then, I wouldn't be entitled to nothing. An apology and should be in suffice, though. I think we owe the black folks of this country and all around the world who were brought around, who were brought here as slaves, we definitely owe them an apology through our ancestry. But and to love them and to reach them, and some of my best friends. I mean, I was born and raised in California. I was born in Pasadena and lived in El Monte, California when I was a kid. Some of my best friends were Hispanics and black folk. And to this day, there's no difference in a man. Everybody bleeds the same way. Black, if he's Hispanic, if he's Oriental, Caucasian, Asian, no matter what, we all bleed the same way, and we all have to have Christ in order to enter into heaven.
Amen.
So no,
sir, if you don't mind, he's been waiting a while. He may disagree with you, but again, before anyone hangs up or runs away, Sunday at 6 p.m., because we got quite a following right now. My phone lines are loaded. And we got about a dozen people in the chat room, so that's great. Listen, Sunday at 6 p.m., I'm going to have Daryl back on. Keep the flag flying, an organization that remembers the Confederate Sons of America. And that's very important, okay? And Black Amen. Jesus Minister, I'm going to connect you right now. Well, he left. I was trying to connect you, Black Jesus Minister. Let me message him on Facebook. Then call back in, sir.
Hang on. Okay. I'll connect you. Hang on. Okay. I will. Hang on, everyone. I will connect you. Okay, I will connect you. Hang on. He's getting impatient, and I understand. But, you know, I have to give everyone a chance here. All right, Black Jesus Minister, you call back in, and I will connect you.
Hey, Joe.
All right, call back in, and I will connect you. But go ahead, sir, go ahead. All right, here he is. Black Jesus Minister, come on, press the number one. I'll connect you here, all right? I'm going to connect you right now. All right, here he goes. I'm going to connect him. Go ahead, Black Jesus Minister, I believe this is you. You got to be patient, brother. All right, here we go. You're live on the air with this gentleman who was just speaking. I know you got a lot to say. Go ahead. You're unmuted. You're unmuted, sir. All right, let me mute him and unmute him again. He dropped. You know, you got to be patient, folks. You know, you got to have respect for everyone else who's calling in. You know, you got to be patient. I've got over 59 callers on the line. You know, I mean, call back in and I'll reconnect you, Black Jesus Minister.
Hey,
but,
Joe.
If I see him back again, I'll connect him. He was waiting for a while, and I apologize. But, you know, the gentleman who's speaking, and please, again, the Confederate flag. Can you give me a history of the Confederate flag and what your opinion is of the history that's being depicted in the media and why it's being labeled as racist?
Are you speaking with me?
Yes, I am. Sorry. Yes, I am.
Well, look at what the media has done. Look at what the media has done, period. I mean, journalism used to be opinionated with the facts, and now journalism is biased. And don't even stop and think for 1 minute that the journalistic approach of reporting now isn't for ratings. You know, the media knows the country is divided. The media knows that the country there's been racial issues. We've seen the riots have been taking place that started taking place when Obama was still in office. And, you know, and let's look at the fact that when there's some crazy stuff that took place, that Confederate flag that was out seems to have gotten a bad rap and seems to have been completely turned upside down. It's looked upon as if it's associated only with slavery. And we all know from the history of the Civil War, we all know from the history books of what had taken place and There was
okay, hang on. This might be Black Jesus Minister. Hang on. I promise I connect them. Black Jesus Minister, is this you?
Hello? Yes, this is me.
All right. Finally,
yes, this
I connected you. Very good. Very good. And I've got an 83. Maybe that's you also. I don't know. Who is the 832 also you?
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Well, go ahead. You're live on the air. You heard. I know you
yeah,
wanted to get
awesome
on.
Yeah, so hang up. Hold on.
What do you want me to do?
Okay.
Tell me what
let
you
me
want me to
this.
Do.
Go ahead and mute my 832 and leave me. Just leave it there just in case.
It's muted. 832
mute
is muted. 832. And your unknown number
okay.
is connected.
Good. Okay, good.
You're live. Go ahead.
And then if my line hangs up, well, I'm talking to you on Skype right now, but if it hangs up, then just switch to me back on 832. Thank you very much.
I will do that for you. I will do that for you.
Sisters in Christ. Okay, well, thank you very much. I want to greet all of you in the name of Black Jesus. This is Black Jesus Minister. Greetings to all my brothers and sisters, black, white, and every other color in between. But I have just been really disheartened and really absolutely bereft and miffed at what I've been listening to thus far. And I have actually been hearing to say that the Confederate flag had little, or I think what I heard, nothing to do with the issue of slavery. I don't know what history classes or what documentaries that you all have been reading or watching on television. But all of my life and everything that I have been exposed to, history has told us and has told me that slavery was a central point in the Civil War of the United States. The Confederate states and the Confederate flag had a vow standing and upholding the institution of slavery, and continue to validate their warped, demonic, depraved belief system, which was inculcated in Christianity, false white supremacy Christianity, by stating that that the black man and the black woman was inferior, and that the black man and the black woman was created for slavery, and that the Bible said this, and this, all of this was a lie. So, dear brothers and sisters, to hear grown men, and I just recently, you know, just tuned into the show probably the last 15 minutes or so. I don't know if any females have called, but to hear grown men sit up here and say blatantly in 2017, do with slavery, and that the Civil War had nothing to do with slavery, that is absolutely a falsehood. And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but that is a goddamn lie. Okay?
Well, hang on.
So
Hang on. Hang on. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a couple myths and facts, and I'll allow you to answer. The war 1861 to 1865 was fought over slavery. Is that true?
Are you talking about the Civil War in general, sir?
I'm talking about the war, yes, the Civil War. The war of 1861 to 1865 was fought over slavery. Is that true?
It was not exclusive to slavery. No, it was not.
Yeah, very good. Because the fact of the matter is, it's terribly untrue. The North fought the war over money, plain and simple. When the South started secession,
hang on,
let me finish and I'll allow you to answer me. When the South started secession, Lincoln was asked, why not let the South go in peace? To which he replied, I can't let them go. Who would pay for the government? Sensing total financial ruin for the North, Lincoln waged war on the South. The South fought the war to repel Northern aggression and invasion. Now it's your turn.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Let me say this. The war was about money. And it was about the lifestyle or the life or the lifestyle of the South, their way of life that they felt that they were defending, okay? And part of money, sir, you cannot escape what was the South's number one procurement of money or anything of their economics? It was based on the institution of slavery. That was the bulk of the richness of the riches of the South. That is what made them powerful.
Okay. Hang on. That's your answer. But hang on. The Confederate flag. What was the Confederate flag flown over the slave ships? Was the Confederate flag a symbol of slavery for the South? Was it?
Hey, now, Brother Joseph Gibson, I need you to really stay on target, sir. You're trying to change the subject. Now, listen to me, sir.
No. I'm going down myth and fact through the history books
now. Okay, but I'm dealing exactly with one of the facts that you're talking about. You just got through saying that the war was about money, and I agreed with you. Now, let's stay right there.
Yeah, but I don't
right
want to turn into a 30-minute conversation. It's either fact
No. But Mr. Gibson, if you don't give me a chance, if you don't give me an opportunity to expound on the issue of money, no, you did not. If you don't give me a chance to validate or invalidate, and then you deal with that, don't change the subject, sir, and talk about ships. You brought up the issue about economics.
Black Jesus Minister, brother, hang on. The subject is, was the Confederate flag a symbol of racism? Should it be a symbol of racism? And I'm trying to prove that to you right now. None of the Confederacy ever flew the battle flag as a symbol of slavery during the Civil War. It's a fact.
Sir, okay,
You want to talk for 30 minutes. We don't have that much time, sir. So let's get to the point in facts. Floor is yours. Go ahead.
Brother Gibson, I'm not going to be bullied by you, sir. I love you, and I appreciate you assisting me, but I'm not going to be bullied by you. I've only been on
her.
No. Gibson, I have only been on here for like 5 minutes, sir, and you've interrupted me more than half of that time. Now, sir, I want you to stay on track now. The first thing that came out of your mouth that I agreed with you that you thought was a counterpoint, your counterpoint was no, it was not about slavery, that it was about economics and money. Now, what I am bringing to the table to your understanding, dear sir, that the economics and the money, I agreed with you, the foundation of the South, economic and money, was slave labor. Now, don't come here and be slick, sir, and sit up here and say, oh, did they fly the Confederate flag because for slavery? No, they flew the Confederate flag for the Southern way of life.
No, they did not. While the Southern banner flag was carried in the battle, the Southern nation had three different national flags during the course of war. The battle flag was never used. Never during battle, sir. You're wrong. You're wrong. Go ahead.
Mr. Gibson, you just said out of your own mouth, sir, that the war was about economics and money. Okay, you said that. I didn't say that. You did. Now, and I agree with you.
Yes.
Sir, okay,
you agreed with me. But the Confederate flag is the issue, brother. The Confederate flag is the issue. Go ahead.
What was the economic and power base of the South, sir? What was their what made them rich? What made the South rich, Mr. Gibson?
It wasn't the battle flag. It wasn't the Confederate flag. That's for sure.
Mr. Gibson, I'm asking you, what made the Southern states and the Confederacy rich enough to even wage war with the Northern states? What was their economic base of?
No. The South never waged war. They walked out of the 63rd Congress. I believe it was the 63rd. I could be wrong, folks. But they walked out because they disagreed with the ascension of the Northern banks taking over the Southern banks, and the cotton farmers of the South were being taxed, overly taxed, on the tariffs of their cotton. That is what started the Southern War.
Okay, Brother Gibson, listen. The Civil War was about more than just one thing. It was not one thing. Now, yes, it was economics. Now, let me give you the details on the economics. There was some Northern resentment regarding the power of the southern states. Okay? We're talking about politics.
Okay.
We're talking about money. We're talking about power. Slavery was not in the forefront of the occasion, but slavery was the fuel. Now, listen, sir. Slavery was the fuel of the money and the economics of the southern states. Now, and because the southern states were muscling around their influence and their power based on the institution, on the demonic, the depraved, the evil, satanic institution of slavery, sir, okay, this is was their power base, and the northern politicians in the northern states were at odds with the southern states regarding the power and the influence that they had, okay? And when they saw the South trying to muscle in on Congress, they fought back. I'm talking about politically, okay? And the southern states were fighting back politically, and it was all about that until they said, okay, well, forget it. We're not going to sit up here and try to fight you guys for the government. We're going to form our own government. This is what the southern states say.
No, All right. Hang on. Let me interject.
Hold on. Let me interject.
Come on. What caused the Civil War? While still many debate the ultimate cause of the Civil War, Pulitzer Prize-winning author James McPherson writes that the Civil War started because of uncompromising differences between the free and the slave states over the power of the national government.
That's correct.
Okay?
That's correct.
All right, thank you.
We're saying the exact same thing, sir. I'm just giving more detail. That's all I'm saying. I'm just giving a little more detail. I'm saying the exact same thing. And I am saying that the Civil War was not only about just one thing. It was many things, and one of those major many things
was slavery.
Okay. Now, and it was money. It was power. It was politics. Okay, and
the Confederate flag, sir, is the subject tonight. I'm going to the Confederate flag.
Just give me a second. And so the southern states will say, "To hell with you all. We'll just separate and form our own country. We're powerful enough to be our own country." But the North said, "Hell no. We don't want you to separate. We want to maintain the Union, and we want to maintain authority over the whole continent of the United States." Okay. So now when they separated and decided to go to war, sir, when they decided to go to war, all right, the southern states, which was in addition to their initial reason, was that they wanted to be their own of country and want to maintain their way of life. If they would have won that war, it is very possible black people would still be enslaved to this day. Okay, now. My point to you is that when the Confederates drew up their constitution,
all right.
Part of their constitution, I'll find it. Somebody know I'm not making this up. I'll find it where they say where it says that they believed in their constitution in the inferiority of the black man and the black race. Okay. The
Well, we all know the South hated the black man. We know that, but the majority of slave owners were in the North. So, and because the South couldn't afford the slaves.
No,
but anyway, the subject is the Confederate flag.
Okay, yes, and the Confederate flag, sir, is a foreign goddamn flag. You hear me? Because the Confederate flag represented a foreign nation that separated itself from the United States. If the Confederacy had been successful, we would be living in two sovereign nations. The North would be the United States of the North, and the South would be the Confederate States of the South, separate states, separate unions, and two separate presidents, and would have been a foreign nation to the North. So now the Confederate flag, see, the Confederacy and you white people, my brothers and sisters in the South, who sit up here in sickness, in demonic sickness, and you sit up here and you say that the Confederacy had nothing to do with slavery, that is absolutely asinine and absurd. That's almost like you guys never went to middle school to say something like that. Now, you all, everyone on this goddamn planet, excuse me, not God, God bless planet, knows that the Confederacy wanted to maintain slavery and believed in the inferiority of the black man and the black woman, while the North, who was racist as well, but slow to come around to what freeing black people, and then also for the purpose of building up their army with black troops, okay? At least they gave the black man a chance to be free, which ultimately occurred with the Emancipation Proclamation. This was not happening in the Confederacy South. If black people were caught by the Confederacy, they were enslaved or returned to their slave masters. They were enslaved. Any black who was caught by the Confederacy, that was a command within the Confederate Army. Any blacks that were caught in serving the Union, they were automatically enslaved and returned to slavery. So in that fact right there, sir, proves that the Confederacy, while they were fighting for their way of life and wanted to have their own nationhood, their own nation, they were fighting to maintain slavery and the belief and the demonic evil belief in the inferiority of the white man that white supremacy and white God and white Jesus taught you all, and that you all are still teaching each other this sickery in 2017. This is a goddamn shame. Okay? You all ought to be shameful.
Wait a second here. Wait a second here. Okay. So the Southern people have no right to honor their grandparents who fought in the Confederacy, but yet the Africans who come over here from Africa, who are very, very deceived by their own heritage because their own people sold them to the colonials, or the British, excuse me, the British sold them to the colonials, you know, and we can get into that another time. You're telling me these people don't have a right to honor their history in America?
Okay, listen. No, sir. I'm not saying that the Confederate South and the dead of the South, because not only did whites die for the Confederacy, but even blacks fought and died for the Confederacy. Did you not know that, sir?
Oh, I do. Oh, they did. You're
did you
absolutely
know that,
correct.
Sir?
I agree with you 100%.
There was approximately 180,000.
Let the other gentleman speak. Black Jesus Minister, let the other gentleman speak, please. Allow him to interject.
I'll take,
go ahead, sir.
Just a minute. 180,000 African Americans, comprising of 163 units, served in the U.S. Army, 18,000 in the Navy. And they were called African Americans, constituted 10% of the entire Union Army by the end of the Civil War, and nearly 40,000 died over the course of the war. My question to you, sir, would be this, is that if these folks were also fighting for freedom or for liberty, and they were fighting under the Confederate flag, what do you think they thought of the flag while they were fighting?
First of all, sir, did you acknowledge that there were blacks who fought for the Confederacy? And since you gave the numbers for the North,
that's
what
he's
numbers
saying.
Do you have?
That's what he's saying. He's asking you.
Okay, so,
what do you feel?
Hold on, Brother Gibson. So what with the numbers that you just mentioned, sir, were those the numbers of blacks who fought for the Confederacy, sir?
Yeah, beginning in October of 1862, both free and runaway slaves came forward to volunteer for the Union in substantial numbers, 180,000 African Americans in 163
units. Okay,
how many
for the Confederacy? How many blacks fought for the Confederacy?
Well, I can't tell you that based on what I'm reading here. I don't know.
Okay. So do you acknowledge, though, that blacks fought for the Confederacy, sir?
Well, of course they did. We probably had blacks fighting on both sides, and whites, too. But my
question to you again is, go ahead.
Did they think about the flag? The ones who, no matter, let's say
okay,
the ones that
about,
are on the opposite
the,
side.
You're talking about the blacks who fought on the side of the Union, what they thought about the Confederacy flag?
No, he's asking you, what about the blacks who fought for the Confederate flag? What do they think about the flag, in your opinion?
Okay, let me educate you on the blacks who fought for the Confederacy flag. The majority of those blacks who fought and died for the Confederacy flag, they fought in the stead of their slave masters. The slave masters.
You don't know that for sure. Come on now.
No, you don't know that for sure.
Come on.
Gibson, sir, please don't interrupt me, sir. When I'm sitting up here, and if you want to disagree with me, that's fine. But don't try to shut me up, okay, by over-talking me, sir. That's very rude, sir. Now, sir, you can say no to hell no all you want to, but somebody who knows history, okay, and maybe we can have another show, and I'll pull up the information to prove it.
Oh, we will on Sunday, and I'm going to over-talk you right now. We
that's
will
fine.
On Sunday. We will on Sunday,
well, let me,
6 p.m.
Sir, let me. Okay, and let me say this here. You guys can go ahead and look at the Civil War by Ken Burns. You all know Ken Burns, right? This very thing that I'm talking about is in that anthology by Ken Burns, The Civil War. Now, sir, this is in the history book, sir. You can Google it. The majority of blacks served in the Confederacy, I forget exactly what they called it. It was the name that they had for it, were where the slave masters could send maybe like 10 or maybe 20 slaves to serve on his behalf. Not one, but at least maybe, I think it was like 9 or 10 or 20. It was a certain number of slaves that they could send to fight on their behalf. So these blacks who were institutionalized into slavery and who were either devoted to their slaves, I mean their slave masters because they were brainwashed, through slavery or out of fear, okay? They served at the behest of their slave master on his behalf so he wouldn't have to get out there and die for the Confederacy. But the poor whites and the black slaves fought for the Confederacy, see? And this has been the jig going on all the time. The rich people have been dividing the poor blacks and the poor whites from one another with slavery and racism, and it's still going on right now. So, sir, I don't give a damn if you think that I'm not telling you the truth, because I am telling you the truth. And with someone with some education or who likes to read or watch documentaries, and if you've seen Ken Burns' Civil War, you know that I'm telling the truth. Now, first of all, so these slaves did this in a form of slavery too, the majority of them. Now, there were some slaves who fought for the Confederacy, who were sellouts. Black people, we call these black people sellouts.
No, come on now. What do you mean sellouts? Come on now. There were no Uncle Toms back then.
I got to wrap it up, Black Jesus.
Come on. You got 7 minutes. You talked for 5 uninterrupted. Get to the point, please.
My whole point is, gentlemen, all right, It is a God-given fact that the South wanted to maintain the institutions of slavery and believed in the inferiority of the black man and the black race. That is demonic. That is straight from the pit of hell. That is from the mind of Satan himself. And to sit up here and to try and say that the Confederate flag had nothing to do with slavery, not saying it was totally to do with slavery, but nothing to do with it and a majority to do with it, because the Southern way of life and their riches were based on slave labor, okay? And
all
that's
right,
what
right,
they were defending.
Black Jesus, we're gonna continue this conversation on Sunday. I've got another caller that's faded, and then I got to do my closing. So, Jason, you get 2 minutes, and I'm going to do my closing, okay? And on Sunday, we're going to continue this conversation, and we're going to extend the show because I've got a lot of people who want to call in on Sunday. Jason, the floor is yours. Go ahead. 2 minutes.
Okay. No problem. If the South was all about slavery and the North wasn't, then why were all the slaves in the South freed first, and it wasn't until 3 years afterwards they were freed from the Union states? After the Emancipation Proclamation.
No, you got it backwards.
Black Jesus could answer that on Sunday. This isn't we've given everyone their time. Come on.
This was my time.
Jason,
to talk.
Go ahead.
Shut the pothole for a minute. That's the way it was, okay? That's written in history. Now, you can't get that off of Google. You can't get that from CNN. You actually have to dig through probably history books that were written back around 1900. Why? Because all the history and stuff that the kids read nowadays and for the past 30 years has been rewritten to fit an agenda. And that is it. I'm done. Have a good night. Say what you want. I'm a racist. Whatever. Good night.
All right, Jason, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hey, he has a right to his opinion. I want to get Mike on here. Mike, he's been waiting. You've got 2 minutes, and I got to wrap up the show, and I hope everyone pays attention because Sunday at 6 p.m., we're going to continue this conversation with many other people, and we're going to have an overtime show, I have a feeling. All right? And we're going to get, I hope, my friend here who called in, area code, let me see his number here. Hang on, I got to go through so many. Area code 269. I hope you call in because you seem very knowledgeable. And Black Jesus Minister, you know, we're brothers here. You can drop your call if you want. That's fine. But go ahead, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, okay, Joe. Hey, very interesting show. I'd like to commend the gentleman from Michigan. Seemed very
they drop their call when they can't be heard anymore because all they want to do is run their mouth. Maybe I'm going to start muting people if they don't want to listen to the other side. People the other side to speak upon if you're going to drop your call, okay? Go ahead, Mike.
The one thing that I would like to say, and I don't know if this is if he's going to listen or not, but the Black Jesus took the Lord's name.
He hung up, Mike. He can't run his mouth anymore.
He took the Lord's name in vain 4 times and using it as a swear. And, you know, to me, that bothers me. But that's my opinion, I guess. But
Mike. Go ahead. Mike, thank you very much. I'm at the 2-minute mark. I've got to wrap it up, Mike. I got to. I try to give everyone a chance. I do. Listen, on Sunday, don't call in with 10 minutes left on the show if you got something to say. If you can't be on time, then don't call in at all. But Daryl will be here, and I hope area code 269, you'll be here. The battle flag, I'm going to do a lot of research this week. I'm going to work for you, the listener out there. I'm going to work for you. I'm going to pull up all my old notes about the Confederate flag through history, not what someone heard on CNN or Fox News, okay, or was taught in a public school. Just like the gentleman who was very knowledgeable, very educated tonight that called in, thank you so much for calling in. Because the show tonight was called Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today. And that's the name of the show. And that's the name of my show. But listen, Daryl, who has a program he has an organization that preserves, keep the flag flying. It's heritage, not hate, okay? And Black Jesus Minister, you will get your time next Sunday, but please be on time because you missed a lot of part of the show tonight. And we're going to do this on Sunday. And Mr. Wiley, Black Jesus Minister, I have a feeling he's going to agree with you. But we're going to have people from all over the country, including ancestors from the Civil War. We're going to have an elderly woman who's going to call in whose grandfather fought in the Civil War. How about that for true history, folks? How about that for true history? You can't beat that, okay? But Black Jesus Minister, thank you as always. Hey, listen, we don't all have to agree all the time. It's about understanding the times in which we live in. I'm a host on Black Jesus' radio network, actually. I host a show on Tuesday nights. So he's not an unfair man. He's just very passionate about what he believes in. So let's not hold that against him, okay? I got 30 seconds left. I want to say goodnight to everybody. Happy birthday to Mike. God bless, and listen, we're all in this together. Remember that, you know, do or die, but, you know, they're going to cut us off any second. So, please, on Sunday, I look forward to all of you. Please be on time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless. Take care.
Later.